Welcome to the How To Dressage Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a good halt to canter transition. Now, although a halt to canter transition is not required in dressage tests, it can be a very useful schooling exercise that can help to develop engagement and sharpen up the horse's responsiveness to your aids. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at how to ride the halt to canter transition correctly. Now, halt to canter is something that most horses naturally do when they're playing in the field. Now, racehorses also learn to go straight from a standstill into a gallop as two-year-olds. So in theory, a well-schooled and matured dressage horse should find going straight from halt into canter a pretty straightforward thing to do. However, before you attempt to fire your horse straight from halt into a canter, you need to have a few basics in place first, and they include the following. So firstly, your horse must understand the half halt, and you must be able to ride a good and balanced halt. The horse must also be attentive and responsive to your aids, and you must have a balanced and independent seat. Now, once you have all of those together, you can begin teaching your horse how to make the direct transition from halt into canter. So the first thing we're going to talk about is where do you ride it? Well, it's best to start riding this exercise on the track a few metres before a corner. Probably somewhere near a corner marker is ideal. Now, riding on the outside track will help you to keep the horse straight. And riding the transition before the corner will help to indicate which canter lead the horse should be going on. It will also help prevent the horse from rushing off in the canter and encourage him to push more from his hind legs during the transition. Now, once the horse gets good at the transition, you can then increase the difficulty by riding it in different places of the arena. So here are the steps. So step number one is that you first need to ride a decent halt. Because if the halt is unbalanced, if it's crooked and if it's not square, then the canter transition will most likely be the same, let alone more difficult for the horse to execute. So you need to prepare the horse for the downward transition by using half halts to collect the strides and hold him with your seat. Now, you're aiming for a smooth halt. Don't make the halt too sharp or abrupt because the horse will lose his balance and probably trail a hind leg. Then whilst you're in the halt, you need to wrap your legs around the horse's barrel and close your hands. But keep your hands forward and don't pull back or down. Now, this should result in a well-engaged halt with the horse staying round and soft in your hand. Now, it's important that the horse doesn't lean in your hand and that he halts in self-carriage. Because if the horse is leaning on you, then he will most likely be on his forehand, and then the upward transition to canter will be flat and downhill. Now, once you've established the halt, don't fiddle or wriggle around in the saddle. You're going to sit quietly so that the horse relaxes. Now, if you make the horse tense, then he will probably lurch forward and hollow into the canter, which is obviously what we don't want. Now, that said, even though you're sitting quiet, you still need to keep the horse attentive to your aids so that he doesn't switch off completely. So make sure that you keep your aids passive. Now, in this situation, it's helpful to think of pausing the horse's energy and engagement on his hind legs while you're halting, rather than just thinking as though you've stopped. Now, once you've got a good halt, we move on to step two, which is riding the transition from halt into the canter. Now, when you begin teaching your horse this exercise, it can be helpful to allow him to take a step or two of walk out of the halt before making the transition into the canter. And then once the horse is good at this, then you can ask him to make the transition more directly from the halt. So, when you're ready, allow the horse to take a half step forward, At the same time, bring your outside leg back and push down and forward with your inside seat bone to give the horse the signal to canter. Now, if the horse is slow to react, give him a nudge with your inside leg on the girth, and if necessary, back up your leg aids and seat by giving a tap with your whip. Now, keep a steady contact throughout the outside rein to prevent the horse from breaking into trot or exploding forward into an unbalanced and onward bound canter. Now, allow with the inside rein so that the horse can reach freely forward and upward with his inside foreleg without restriction. Then once you're in the canter, you can ride forward and use the half halt to rebalance him whilst maintaining the horse's impulsion and engagement. And then you can repeat the exercise by starting with a canter to halt transition, pausing that energy on your horse's hind legs, and again asking him to move forward again into canter. Now, when you first ride these transitions, it might be a little bit rough. So here are two things that you can do to help clean up the halt to canter transition and to help make it a bit smoother. So the first tip, as we've already mentioned, is to make the transition indirect. So until your horse gets the gist of what you want him to do, it's helpful to ask for the transition through a few steps of walk, and then gradually reduce the number of walk steps until you can make the transition directly from halt into canter. Now, throughout this process, remember to reward your horse with lots of praise each time he makes a responsive transition. He'll soon get the idea, and your walk steps will soon become less, less, and less. And then tip number two for a smoother transition is to use your voice. Now, since the halt to canter is not a movement that is required in dressage tests, there's no reason why you can't use a voice aid to make what you want crystal clear to your horse. If you lunge your horse, he will understand verbal go commands that you use, and you can use those same commands under saddle as well to help explain to your horse what it is that you want him to do. So to wrap this episode up, transitions from halt into canter aren't required in dressage tests, but they can be a very useful training aid. Now, asking the horse to go into the canter directly from the halt encourages the horse to step more underneath his body, it improves his engagement and his balance, and it helps to develop self-carriage. Now, these transitions are also extremely helpful in waking up a lazy horse and making them more sharper and more attentive to your aids. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.